All right, well, let's get going. Alloway Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, August 25th, 2020. It is 5:32 p.m.
I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Up first is roll call. Dan Fox.
Here.
Danielle Chiarchi.
Here.
Mike Borowski.
Mike, you're on mute still.
We see him. Thumbs up.
Mike is here. There he is.
Heather Gentry Nimmer. Rob Atwood.
Here.
And Angela Kowalczyk Adrian.
Here.
All right.
And yourself?
And I am here. Now I must go over to my other. All right. The next item is to modify or adopt the agenda. Does anybody have any changes they'd like to make? Otherwise, a motion to approve the agenda.
We move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. All right. So we'll continue on with agenda as submitted. Approval of the July 28th, 2020 minutes. Was there a motion? Okay, Rob. Okay.
Second,
Angela. Any discussion at all? All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. All right. The agenda or the minutes have been approved. Next, public appearances. Anybody here? I don't think so.
No, and I did not receive any comments via email.
Okay. Item number 5, information, park projects update.
Yes, just wanted to give the committee a quick update on some of our park projects. As you know, pickleball courts are completed, and use seems to be very high. Mike, maybe you can comment on that, but yeah, every time I've been down there, it has been well used, and there's even a few days where I think one of the local groups, the Packerland Pickleball Players, had some professionals come in to do some trainings or kind of, show some users, different aspects of pickleball. So, very well received. We did get that sign that we talked about the usage at the last meeting. We did get that made, and that's been installed. So, our last item that we do have is we do have windscreens for the fencing for down there. I'm not sure if our staff's going to be able to get that up yet this fall. We may get to a point where rather than putting it up and then it's winter, we might want to wait till spring on that. But we do have those and yet to install. Kayak launches have been installed at both Kayakers Point and at Green Isle Park. We do have a few items with those yet to clean up and finish up. The guys will be working on some of that this week, but so far have been very well received as well. We've seen usage at both locations and some good comments with that.
Good.
Green Isle parking lots, that project's been completed. The only thing I believe that's left with that is our staff has to do the restoration landscaping work around the edges, I believe that would be it. We do have to go through with the consultant and the contractor yet to do a punch list, but there was very little, if anything, that we need to follow up on. So, that's been a great project, a long time in the coming, and we look forward to next year's finish of that park with the roadway.
Awesome. You've been busy. Sale of the community center?
Yes, I wanted to give the committee a little update on that. I'm not sure if everyone had heard, but the village has sold the community center to Ben Bartolazzi Realty. He's going to bring his business as well as his brother's business of home building, home remodeling. They're going to occupy that space. It was a situation where there was a lot of maintenance items that were coming up on that facility with a quite costly price tag. And with the village not being able to utilize some of the tax credits, the historic tax credits for the historic building, it was an opportunity that Ben actually approached us, the village, and offered to buy it. And he can, as a private entity, can then keep that building up and keep it in shape and keep it as a community asset. As a historic building. With our current users and our programming, if there was a positive to COVID-19, it was that we haven't been utilizing that building all summer. So it gave us an opportunity to look at some different options. We are looking at other options for programming, such as Heritage Hill, working with them, partnering with them. The CP Center and some other locations that we might be able to do some programming in. We have moved a few of our programs to either Green Isle Park or here at the Village Hall, some of our senior fitness, so have utilized other space in the meantime. With regards to any of the users that were using it for meeting space or storage, we're currently working with them in finding other spaces for them to utilize. So, any questions with that at all?
I know that's an election, a polling place. Is that
correct?
Moving to some places?
That is correct. It is a polling place for elections, and Debbie Bainan is not too concerned about that not being a location. She is looking into some other alternatives if need be. I guess, you know, we'll know more within the next, you know, month or so. But as far as that being a polling place, she wasn't very concerned about that being sold.
Okay.
Good.
Just so people know where it's going to be.
Yep.
November.
Right.
Then we'll have a lot of visitors. Any other questions or anything on that? We are reviewing it tomorrow at the Historic Preservation Commission. Well, putting some covenants on it to preserve the exterior.
Good.
Event cancellations.
I just wanted to give the committee a quick update on events that have been canceled due to COVID-19. The August movie in the park was canceled. Our Pooches and Pints Barktoberfest that is typically held in September, I believe, down at Green Isle Park, that has been canceled, as well as one of our recreational bus trips to New Glarus. That one has been canceled. There are a few upcoming rec programs or bus trips that we're kind of holding off on that would be October through the end of the year. We'll see how things go, but the way things have been going, you know, likely might be canceled as well.
All right.
Chris, on that note for cancellations, 2 weekends ago, the youth group that we approved the sale of alcohol, any problems?
No, none at all. Everything went smoothly. They did, and I'm not sure if I had updated the committee, they did have to move that date, and they condensed it to 1 weekend and not two. So it was just 1 weekend, and everything went very smoothly. They had no issues at all. and no concerns at all. And I received nothing from any of the neighbors or any of the community at large.
Good. I walked by there on both days of that occasion, and with the exception of social distancing, you know, I mean, even the tournament this past weekend down at Green Isle, most of those people are so close-knit, you know, family, yeah, that if they're not related, they might as well be, because
sure,
the friends and their kids are hanging out, so it's really, it's hard to be critical on the social distancing part,
sure,
you know,
sure,
because they all know one another.
Yep.
But it's actually kind of refreshing to see the kids playing again.
Yep.
Anything else? Okay, item 6, action item, recommend 2021 Parks Capital Improvement Items to Village Board.
This item we've been discussing over the last several months, you know, narrowing things down and just, you know, like I said, just discussing them. I believe that this captures everything we've talked about for 2021 with the... Let me start this off. I hope, does everyone have a copy of this? I believe everyone received a copy, correct? Good. With that, we're looking at items for our capital improvement projects for next year. A comprehensive outdoor rec plan update, budgeted at $15,000, that would come out of the Capital Parks Project Improvement Fund. Green Isle Park site lighting, continue that project in the amount of $15,000, which would come out of that CIF fund as well. Kiwanis Park park entrance sign, $6,400. Various locations, site furnishing, $5,000. That's an annual item that we purchase. Things like picnic tables or park benches and, you know, bike racks, things like that. Probably next year we'll look to add some benches to the pickleball court area and maybe some picnic tables around there. So that's $5,000 that would come out of that capital project fund balance. Green Isle Park playground replacement with poured-in-place surfacing, $185,000, and the Green Isle Park roadway paving construction in the amount of $283,000. Those last two items would be bonded and borrowed for, and those were approved by the Finance and Personnel Committee this past month. With that, any questions at all? Comments?
Chris, for the comprehensive plan update, would we be working with the same firm, or would that go out for bid again?
That would go out for bid again, and it potentially could be that same firm, but we would look, you know, and seek prices, you know, from various different firms. Usually there's, you know, a handful that do this type of work, so... we'd look for those.
Do you have any indication whether they would do the plan at the same price? I mean, because I know initially that was a really low bid that we got, and it was, we kind of had this idea that they wanted to, you know, get into working in Alloway.
Correct.
So it kind of would lead me to think that perhaps $15,000 might be a bit low, that we would probably not be able to get that good of a price again.
$15,000 is budgeted for what... kind of the average of what we received from last time. The actual cost from the firm that did it last time was about half that cost. Was in, if I recall, it was in the $7,500 to $8,000 range.
Oh, was that?
So,
okay, I just remember
yep.
it being low, so I thought the 15 was low, but wow, okay.
No. This, we made sure we budgeted for what that, kind of that average cost that came in from the various firms.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, how long have we been doing the comprehensive recreation plan with a consultant?
In my time here, I've only done one, and that was with a consultant. Previous ones have been done through Brown County Planning Department and other consulting firms. Usually they're done about every 5 years. But I'd have to go back and look at some of the older ones. You know, I'm not sure, you know, what maybe 15, 20 years ago what they did.
What's the value added of having a consultant do that?
Typically, the way I look at it, having an outside consulting firm, A, they're a professional service that does this quite often. B, it's kind of an outside look at improvements to your community, not just necessarily what comes from the eyes of people in our area, but they see things throughout the state, throughout the country that they offer and can propose. They do typically, part of the update, they'll definitely communicate with the community, our committee, and, you know, work with them to make any recommendations. So they ultimately will want to find out what the community wants to do, but they also offer a lot of other options or other ideas that we may not think of or not see.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Are we, I know it says it's an update, so are we thinking whatever we have now is purely truthing that, and then it's in part of truthing that is checking in with the public?
I think, well, for the most part, it would, yes, truthing it, but also looking at the future again, you know, and saying, okay, we've done this in the last 5 years. We've done, this was proposed for the next 5 to 10 years. Is that what we still want to do? What new stuff is out there that the community may want to do? So, yes, reaching back out and, you know, making sure that we're on track with what the expectations of the community are.
So what's your expectation of frequency then?
I'm sorry, Mike, what was that?
Your expectation around frequency, is this going to be like an every year, every 3 years, every 5 years?
No, it's updated every 5 years, and that's because there's a requirement for a lot of grants that we apply for that we have to have this plan in place. So on a typical schedule, it's every 5 years.
Thanks.
Danielle, you were going to say something?
Yeah, just one question. I would say, so my firm does work like this, and I would say as we're crafting the RFP, one thing that we might want to think about as a committee is there are there any parks in our system that we think, you know, that maybe we could even understand with the public ahead of time, that we think are pretty well set? You know, we kind of know what the gist is. We don't need spend a lot of time in it. You know, map it, think about it, move on.
Yep.
But maybe there's some parks we do need some extra help on. And maybe those parks we do want a little more detailed work. And that's where that consultant's outside expertise may be helpful.
Sure.
You know, that might be one way to get the update done, the once every 5 year look. You know, make sure we're talking to the community and figuring out what's the temperature and where do folks want to go. But maybe there's something about it that we get a little extra detailed on. And that's where the value is.
Sure.
That's something you see sometimes, and it might help us get more bang for our buck rather than kind of more aerial maps.
Right, right. And that's a good point. Danielle will be very helpful in, I think, helping us, you know, along through the whole process. So, you know, that's a good asset to have on the committee.
Sorry, there's children in the background here.
No worries.
I guess I need a motion to adopt, approve the capital improvement items to the village board. So if anybody...
So moved.
Angela?
Yep.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion before we vote? So these items, as Chris had given to us, will go to the village board for approval. All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Okay, it passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item is future agenda items. Any items that you'd like to see added to the agenda for next month?
One thing I've noticed at a different city park, and I just haven't investigated it yet, with the new kayak launches, is there a place for folks that are frequent users to maybe rent a space and store their kayak? Have you done that, or is that not a good idea?
Not at this point in time. It is an idea that we have in our folder, let's put it that way. Actually, our municipal judge, Judge Bob, had brought that to my attention a year or so ago, and I think it's a great idea. I wanted to make sure we got all of this infrastructure in first, and I think that's maybe the next step. Is to go that route. I think they have a lot of that down around the Madison area, possibly. But they're just, slots where whether they're, I've seen them where they're like big culverts with locks on them, where you can store your kayak right there on site, or they're even, just racks, where you can lock your kayak there so you don't have to transport it back and forth. But I think that's a great idea for a future next step.
Is there a way for the frequent users that are already invested and have a place, could add value for us to have, kind of a test of the idea? People are subscribing, and so you can see it's being used and it's valued. If we can get that going, maybe there's also a way to either coordinate with someone, like an outfitter who does this, and, they want to pay a fee to do their service at our park in, weekend days. So I think that, for me, then, is an equity thing. We can start to bring these types of activities to folks that, who the heck can afford a kayak or store, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, kids and families and people that maybe wouldn't have a chance to do that can maybe test it out before they buy it. And, again, maybe there's a way to turn it into a revenue stream for us so it's not extra effort for no, financial gain, but, it's also serving our bigger purpose of access to the outdoors and amenities for folks in
Calgary.
Sure.
I think from a rental standpoint, and even a storage locker standpoint, that's a great avenue to look at. If you go downtown to the city deck and some of those facilities down there, they're renting those for cheap. So, a couple of rentals, you could buy one. So we could definitely turn that into a self-service. So, but we got them in. That was the first thing.
Yep.
A great idea.
Should we begin talking about our comprehensive outdoor rec plan, possibly at the next couple of meetings? Start getting the ball rolling with that.
Yeah, I agree. It's a good idea. Anything else for the agenda?
What's winter? What do we do in winter? This is my first time on the committee
in the winter. In the winter? Well, hopefully we can meet in person and we don't have to do these Zoom meetings all the time.
Yeah, prep. Like, what types of things do we think about in the winter as a committee? We want to maybe think about now when it's a million degrees outside.
Sure, sure. Well, for the next, I would almost say the comprehensive outdoor rec plan is going to take a lot of our time, obviously. But just, going through various different things. Occasionally we'll get requests from groups that, you know, whether they request rental fee reductions or, you know, use of space, different things like that potentially would come up that the committee needs to take a look at. But just, you know, a lot of the same type of things that we've been working on, and any other new ideas, you know, that the committee might come up with.
You know, something we should probably consider and put it on the agenda now, and it's going to be a continued conversation, is that flooding on the trail. I mean, for 2 years, we've taken one of a prime asset out of play in the village. And I think it's time that we start working on a plan, because I don't see the water descending anytime soon.
So sure.
We've got to identify our low points and, I don't know, put floating bridges in there or whatever it takes. I don't know what some of the solutions are. But maybe the starting point is to have a dialogue with the surrounding, you know, municipalities that are affected by the same thing.
Sure, sure.
I agree. That's a priority for me, too. It's, like, it's sad that we're not being able to use it.
Yeah, it's been 2 years. I bump into people on that East River Trail all the time that are frustrated and have found alternative routes, but it's a great feature in this village. I mean,
right.
It's deprived by, you know, high water, but it doesn't mean we can't come up with a solution to fix it.
Sure, sure. Okay.
Everybody bring a bucket to the next meeting.
Or a big vacuum. All right. With that, I think I can just go ahead and adjourn. I don't need any. Okay.
Take a motion to adjourn.
You want me to do a motion? Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody like to move to adjourn?
Rob.
Second. Thank you. All those in favor of adjourning.
Aye.
All those against, hang on longer.
Meeting adjourned at 5:59 p.m.
All right, thank you, everybody. We'll see you next month.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.